on campus then, there probably were, as we call them, academic casualties?
Many of them. Primarily black students, but not all black students, because there were indeed a growing number of white students who also verbally expressed displeasure with racial segregation and discrimination, not just outside of the University of Oklahoma, but within the University of Oklahoma. And the professors who did not agree with them punished them in ways that no one should have done. They either failed the students, or they gave them lower grades than they had earned, or they publicly embarrassed them for speaking out, or they did all of those things simultaneously. Those students did not break. Some of them left the university, but they did not break.
We're talking about 67, 68.
Yes.
How many blacks do you think were at OU?
We signed a petition of about 120 black students. We didn't have 120 black students. We had individuals who were not students who signed a petition. President Holliman was shrewd enough to go through the list, and he called out the non-students who had signed the demands. We had about 60 students.
When the black students would complain to administrators...
The administrators were apologists. They either dismissed the complaints, or they made excuses for the complaints, or they said they were going to do something about them and did not.
But you were a champion to the black students, and so black students had to be attracted to you. And would they just come to you, maybe come to your home?
They came to me in the office. They came to our home. Our home was open. Being the black community of Norman for about 3 or 4 years, that's what our house was. We were the black community of Norman. The students came to our house for food, for emotional shelter, and to have an opportunity to have a father figure, a mother figure, and a grandmother figure in that household, and to have the equivalent of little brother and little sisters who were our children that they could play with. So our home was a multi-purpose home for them. In addition to being a safe harbor, it was also an extended family center for them.
So they could come to you, and some of them were broken, more than likely. They had a bad experience with the professor or whatever, and they were emotional, and you offered them that kind of support.
Not only that kind of support, but I then would lodge complaints on their behalf.
It came from you. How was that accepted?
Much better. For this reason, I wasn't going to go away. You see, you could wait students out. If they're undergraduates, within 4 years or 3 years or even less, they're gone. But this George Henderson, the guy, is more problematic. So let's at least try to deal with the situation so that he won't talk about this issue.